Pro-Fetterman Activist, No World Series Without Migrants. By Neil Monroe on November 4, 2022. Immigrants, not Americans, make baseball's World Series possible, says a Philadelphia billboard posted by a pro-migration group seeking to help elect John Fetterman. There would be no World Series without those players, without those immigrants, Erica O'Miron, a Philadelphia-based organizer for Mi Gente told the Philadelphia Inquirer. But O'Miron also hedged, saying that Latino players helped the Philadelphia Phillies win a place in the World Series. We wouldn't have made it this far without the contributions of people who aren't from here, he said. The political purpose of the billboard, she said, is to help John Fetterman with block voting by immigrant Latinos. To inspire our people to come out and vote. To remind Latinos that their voice matters, that they can extend that voice by going out and voting for people who represent our interests. This is about producing a different narrative about immigrants and about Latinos. Every time a Latino immigrant comes up to bat and gets a hit and wins the game, we love that, right? Fetterman favors migration and has repeatedly denounced the border laws that protect Americans from low-wage employers and migrants. Many Democrats, pro-migration advocates, and employers praise immigrants as better than mere Americans. We've had large waves of immigration before, but the thing is, we just have so much opportunity to make this country so much better. I really mean it, President Joe Biden said in September. In 2018, Breitbart News reported the extravagant praise granted by Representative Nancy Pelosi, DCA, for illegal migrants. We recognize that they are a blessing to America. They are a blessing so across the board, these are the best of the best. They are so fabulous, let us acknowledge the dreamers and their optimism. Their inspiration to make America more American. No matter which country their parents came from, children of immigrants are more likely than the children of the U.S. born to surpass their parents' incomes when they are adults. Two economic historians claimed in a June 1 article for Time. We're nothing if we're not a nation of immigrants. Democrat leader Chuck Schumer, DNY, told an online meeting of pro-migration business leaders in December 2020. Immigrants built this country with their hands, enriched our culture with their minds and spirit, and provided the spark that drives our economy. The government-protected inflow of migrants has imposed a huge cost on Americans by pressuring down Americans' wages. It has also boosted rents and housing prices, and it has reduced native-born Americans' clout in local and national elections. The inflow has also pushed many native-born Americans out of careers in a wide variety of fields and has fueled the record deaths of despair numbers. For example, the inflow of foreign players from Latin zero-population countries has tended to eclipse Black American players. A group called the Institute for Diversity and Ethics in Sport reported the rising percentage of immigrants in baseball. A total of 275 players represented 21 different countries and territories outside of the 50 United States on 2022 opening day rosters and inactive lists, Major League Baseball announced. The total of 275 international players, which comes with an increased player pool due to expanded 28-man active rosters, marks the second most all-time on opening day rosters, behind only 2020, 291. With expanded 30-man active rosters. But the group's data also showed a declining share of skilled Black Americans emerging from the long minor league pipeline. On 2022 opening day, 38.0% of the Major League Baseball players were players of color, up from 37.6%. The percentage of Black or African American players was 7.2%, a decrease of 0.4% from 2021. This is the lowest percentage since the racial and gender report card data started being collected in 1991 when 18% of the MLB players were Black or African American. The same pattern is repeated in many blue-collar jobs throughout the nation, where millions of American men have been sidelined amid the mass inflow of lower-wage and hard-working migrants. The migrants have been extracted by the federal government from very poor countries to serve investors and employers in the U.S. economy. Roughly half of all Americans believe that Biden's border policy has prompted an invasion by poor economic migrants.